1027.
Stroking a cause announced that it's out of business rescue. Laura Khan from Weber Wenzel joins me. Laura, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. Let's just go back to the beginning. Explain to us what business rescue is and how did Stroking a cause end up in that position?
Sure. Thank you for having me on your show. I suppose I should spend just a few minutes on what business rescue is. So business rescue is a legal regime that allows a company to have a breathing space in times of difficulty so that it has time to restructure its affairs. It also just provides for the replacement of the board for a temporary period with an independent restructuring professional, business rescue practitioner. Stroking a cause really first got into trouble when COVID started. And if you think about it, the Stroking a cause business model is probably the worst business model you could have to try and deal with COVID lockdown regulations. So it obviously is not a business that could go online or diversify. It's an in-person business. And some of the very early lockdown regulations actually specified that theaters had to be entirely closed. And then for a period, regulations changed that they could be open, but for shorter periods, fewer people, which of course made that business very, very difficult. It got into difficulties. The directors took a decision that it needed a breathing space, time to restructure, which is why it went into business rescue in January of 2021.
And then what happened afterwards?
Well, a business rescue practitioner was appointed, and he spent a lot of time engaging with all stakeholders. I think the reason, in fact, this rescue was successful was because all stakeholders, and by that I mean employees, creditors, lenders, shareholders, all came to the party and supported the rescue. The business rescue practitioner ran a process, found a buyer for the business, and that's essentially how the put together a business rescue plan that was underpinned by the transaction. The plan was voted through and ultimately implemented on the 31st of October, allowing Stroking a cause to come out of business rescue.
All right, Laura, that's at least 250 million rand transaction. Give us insight into how that worked and how a deal like this is put together almost.
Sure. Well, at a very high level, it's a transaction that took place. Basically, you could see it in under three headings. The business rescue plan was, and the transaction broke down into the sale of the shares. So Stroking a cause is now owned by new investors, Blantyre Capital Limited, an English investment firm, and Greenpoint Specialized Lending. So previously it had institutional shareholders who've now sold their shareholding to the new investors. Second part of this transaction was a restructure of the debt. And essentially what's meant by that is creditors agreed to a compromise of their debt. And by creditors, I mean landlords in particular came to the party. And then I suppose the third element is there was a refinancing of the company by these investors, enabling it to trade on. A positive attribute here is that there was essentially no loss of employment as a result of this transaction. Which, if you think about the business model and what it went through, that's quite a remarkable outcome.
All right. So now the business rescue process is completed and Stroking a cause just goes about its way.
Exactly. It's still called Stroking a cause. It still has about 57 separate sites and it continues to trade, goes about its way, retains all of its employees, has different owners, but for the ordinary person on the ground, it'll continue trade on as it did in the past.
Mm. I mean, Laura, let's just move away from Stroking a cause for a moment. How prevalent are business rescue processes in this industry or in South Africa at this value, the kind of value that we saw? And they're not often successful.
Well, I suppose it depends. That's a very loyally response to that question. And I could spend an hour and a half explaining to you why business rescue has, by and large, been very successful. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies that shouldn't go into business rescue should simply be liquidated. Those are rescues that fail. But I can mention a number of rescues that ran through. So, for example, Mango, I think, is probably about to exit rescue. Maybe I shouldn't mention SAA. Up until very recently.
Yeah, no, very tricky. That's why, and the drama in Parliament. Let's leave that to the side. Yeah.
Yes, and I was about to mention Comair, but I won't mention that one either.
Maybe airlines are not
That's a very difficult business.
Yeah, but you're talking about the fact that so it's not so much that business rescue doesn't work. It's the instances that we hear about shouldn't have gone into business rescue in the first place. They should have gone into liquidation.
That's correct. Business rescue as a regime is by and large successful you've got to start off with a business that's capable of being rescued. So if it's a business that really has no future, it should be liquidated. A rescue of that business will never succeed. Okay. By and large, Edcon is an example of a very successful rescue. Mm-hmm. By and large, companies that are essentially good businesses that simply need a breathing space in order to restructure can find investors, are able to source capital, just need a couple of months, for example, to get over an event like COVID. They're good candidates for rescue, and State Clinical is a very good example of a rescue that worked.
Laura Khan, a partner at Weber Wenzel, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business this evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hot 1027.